Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, NFL legend Tom Brady sent social media wild when he made this revelation.
Tom Brady's family will have you seeing double. Nearly 2 years after the former NFL player's beloved dog Lua died, he reveals that his new pup Junie is a clone of his former pet.
Yeah, would you clone your dog? Would you want Buddy Take Two? Leisha Downs is the owner of Dog Service Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. Leisha, like, is there other ethical concerns around this, first of all?
I mean, Andrea, sorry, good afternoon.
How are you?
I have to say, I'm great. It's actually quite a touchy subject for me. Anyone who knows me, my life, my work will know how instrumental my 17-year-old collie was, who I had to put to sleep 18 months ago.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a really hard call. I mean, yes, ethically and morally, you know, there is questions, but I mean, is it about continuation of legacy? Do people just really want to see their pets back in their families? I mean, grief is a huge thing with the loss of a pet. I mean, Tom Brady, you know, has the money. It's a huge booming business in the US to do this. I mean, do you have to consider, I mean, of course you do have to consider that the clone will never be the same, but, you know, I guess the physical and emotional attachment is really what people desperately want back. So, you know, it's a very hard call for me to personally say that, but for myself, if I had the money, would I bring Brocka back? I probably would.
You probably would. And you can see then why Tom Brady and no doubt many others would do the same. But it's an interesting point though, Leisha. Like, there's no guarantee. I mean, your dog might look exactly like your previous pet, but nothing to say the behaviour of that dog
Absolutely.
Or personality will be the same.
Yeah, I mean, his co-passion is going to change. The behaviour may obviously not be the same. But again, the physical, the emotional, you know, those things, I suppose, are on top of the list. I mean, you know, people don't do it every day. We can't all afford to even consider that. And, you know, I guess in some people's lives, you know, a pet is, you know, equivalent to a human.
Yeah.
And losing that is beyond grief. And again, you know, you know, he has the money to do this. But apparently it's a huge business in the US.
I can imagine. So Susie Walsh is on the line as well, Leisha. Susie is a dog behaviourist and trainer. Are you in favour of cloning pets, Susie?
Hi, thanks for having me on. Like, we all would love our dogs and our pets to live forever. I think there's very few people on the planet that wouldn't say the same. I'm in favour of cloning. I suppose I lean towards, no, I'm not. I do understand when people are grieving and they want to replace their pet, however, or have their pet back again. However, it's not going to be the same animal. And there is a grief aspect to that you're expecting to go in and get exactly the same pet as you would have as your pet that you lost. But they're not going to be the same animal. They put it equivalent to raising identical twins apart. They're going to have different life experiences. They're not going to have the same behavior. And that in itself can bring a huge outpour of grief. And also you have to consider from the welfare and ethical concerns, you know, the first, I was researching today, the first dog that was ever cloned was 2005. He did live to 10. He died from cancer, so perfectly long lifespan. But it involved over 1,000 embryos and 123 surrogate mothers to achieve that goal, you know, with them getting, and all those surrogate mothers got repeated hormonal treatments and repeated surgeries. And like, that's why a lot of the RSPCA and even the American Association for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals would be against kind of what I suppose Tom Brady and Barbara Streisand and Paris Hilton have done, because obviously there's ethical concerns with that, you know, with achieving a cloned pet, you know, whether you're, and it's also shown, like, we would do it a lot with sport horses, and they've trialed it in Korea with scent detection dogs to try and preserve DNA to get the same outcome. And they've shown there's no great benefit if you clone a dog that's particularly good at bomb detection or scent detection of any description. There's no guarantee cloning that dog you're going to replicate the same animal at all. Actually, you're better off putting in the groundwork from the get-go with a similar dog from a similar breed.
Pete the vet is with us too, Susie. I presume this is huge money, Pete, is it?
It's, yes. To me, I'm afraid it's exploitation of the really understandable grief that people have when they lose a pet. And I just think it's terrible. Susie's mentioned the suffering of the donors and the surrogates involved. And there's also the millions of unwanted dogs that are in rescues across the world that need homes. So effectively, for every dog that you clone, you're condemning one of those dogs to death because there's just not enough homes for them. But it is just an illusion. It's not the same dog. You may be able to clone a physical being, but you can't clone a soul and a personality. Those things can't be cloned. So it's not your dog you're getting. It's just a replica. And people do it because they want their dog back. They're not going to get their dog back. Really sadly, the issue of losing a pet, it's part of life. It's the other side of the coin of love, is the suffering that we feel when we lose an animal. And it's desperately painful, just as it's so wonderfully enjoyable when you have the pet with you. But those two sides of the coin, you can't bypass them. Mm. They're just part of the reality of existence. And we should get used to that. We just need to get used to that loss and deal with it and not try to kid ourselves that there's a shortcut to avoid it.
And I wonder as well, Leisha, you know, like in this case and maybe in other people talking with Barbara Streisand as well, like if you have the same breed and you clone the dog and the dogs look exactly the same, there's nothing to say this emotional bond that you have with the second version or reincarnation of the dog is going to be the same at all.
I mean, absolutely. I do agree with many of the points that Susie and Pete have made. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about the soul connection as well. It's about the fact that you're not going to get the same dog. We have so many dogs all over Ireland in rescue centres that we can't rehome. We can't, you know, do anything for them. And absolutely, I suppose that's a kick in the face to that. But the one thing I do have to say, then it goes back to, is there not enough support and help for people, not just in Ireland, but all over the world, for grieving, for helping people go through it? Like, should we not have something there in the infrastructure that allows people to help them to grieve, to move forward?
Like what?
So someone like Tom Hardy, well, I mean, I don't know, but maybe that's something, a question we need to ask Tom Hardy. Why did he not adopt? Why did he feel the desperate need to replicate his dog again? Knowing all these things that we know through science and the potential and the risks. So there's a question there. It's a grey area. I mean, I just do think, going back to my own personal experience, losing a dog is heartbreaking. Losing a dog you've had 17 years is beyond devastating.
Yeah, it's massive.
You know, but, you know, absolutely, both your guests on are completely right. There is so many ethical and moral issues we do have to look at. And people need to be able to grieve properly. And maybe that is the problem too, that people can't.
Do we, where are they doing this? Where are they cloning dogs, Pete? Is it just in the States?
I know it happens in the States. I know it also happens in parts of Asia. I'm not sure exactly which countries enable it, but it certainly isn't something I'd like to see in Ireland. I think it's just completely the wrong way to go.
Yeah, listener makes the point too. There's far too many dogs and shelters who need homes to even consider this level of nonsense. I've 6 dogs and over the course of the years, I've lost 5. I love them all dearly, but I would never want to try to replace any of them. You move on to your new puppy love and make new memories with your new dogs or pets. I'd never trade my new puppy Finn to have a clone of my old dog Kane, who I only lost last December. Says this listener. Listen, Pete the Vet, Susie, thanks a million for joining us. Also, Leisha Downs there as well from Outpaws and Wedding Woofs, dog behaviourist and trainer Susie Walsh. Thanks a million for your time on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.